Maseches Megillah, Perek Dalet Mishna Yud. Maiser Reuven, Nikra Velo Mitargim. When we read the Maiser Reuven, the pasuk that says Vayishkav is Bila Pilegesh of it, we read that pasuk in Shul, but we don't translate it. We sum Kvoto de Reuven and Kvoto de Yaakov. Maiser Tamar, Nikra Mitargim. When we read the pasuk of Yehuda and Tamar, we read it and we translate it, and we're not worried about Kvoto de Yehuda, because the opposite is true. It's a shvach for Yehuda, since he was motive. Maisa Egel Harishon Nikro Matargim. The first account of the Egel. We read it in the Torah, and we translate the Hasheni, the second account of the Egel, which is the part where Aaron was saying over the Maisa Egel to Moshe, Nikra Velo Matargim. We read it, we don't translate it, since it says in the Pasuk, Vayetze HaEgel Azeh, and people might make the mistake the same, that the Egel came out of the fire by itself. Berachas Kohanim. The Berachas Kohanim in the Torah is also read and not translated, because since it says in the Pasuk, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, and we don't want people to think that Hashem is Noisei Panim LeYisrael, that Hashem is not Medaktik in the Averi that Klai Yisrael does. Maiseh David Va'amnon Lo Nikron Velo Mitargim. The Maiseh David Va'amnon, the Maiseh of Amnon in the Navi, is not read and not translated. We don't include that in any of our Torahs. As it's a gnai for David. Ein Machtirin B'Makava. We're not Machtir B'Makava. We don't read the Makava as one of our Torahs. Since the Makava is Bistri Torah, we don't want people to be Ma'ayin in the Parsha of the Makava. Rabbi Huda Machtir. Rabbi Huda allows it, and we pass them like him, and we do read the Maisa Makava. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Ein Machtirin B'Hoideh Yerushalayim. We're not Machtir Hoideh Yerushalayim, which is a Parsha in Yecheskel. And the reason we don't include this in the Haftarah, because it said over there, Avicha Amori, V'imecha HaChitis, your father was an Amori and your mother was a Chitis, which is Mashman the Pasuk, that the Iker of Klai Yisrael and the Shurish of Klai Yisrael was Ra, and that the Bizayin to Yisrael, and it's not right to be Mepharshim and to publicize because of Kavod of Klai Yisrael. Meseches Moed Katan, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Now this Masechta deals with the halachas of Chol HaMoed. The Rush, the Riff, the Rambam, and the Torah learn that the Issur Melacha on Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanan. And therefore, certain Melachas the Rabbanan allowed on Chol HaMoed, such as a Dabra Aved, something that would entail a loss if you didn't do the work right away, or something that's L'Tzar HaMoed. While other Rishonim though learn that the Issur Melacha on Chol HaMoed is Minatorah, it's Doraisa. And the reason why certain Melachas are Mutter on Chol HaMoed, because the Chachamim understood that the Torah was allowing certain Melachas on Chol HaMoed. And the Torah did not define which Melachas are Mutter and which Melachas are Asa. So therefore it was up to the Chachamim to decide, according to their Da'at, which Melachas should be Mutter. And they were Matir Dabar Aved and Dabar that Torah Chamoed. The Mishnah says, Mashkin Beit Hashlachim Bamoed Uvashpiyah. A person is allowed to water a field which is called a Beit Hashlachim, a field that needs constant irrigation, on Chol HaMoed and on Shpiyah. And as we said, a Dabar Aved is Mutter on Chol HaMoed. And if a person who does not water a Beit Hashlachim, the crops could be ruined, since a Beit Hashlachim needs constant watering. So therefore, he's allowed to water it on Chol HaMoed. And so too on Shvi'ez, he's allowed to water it. Bein mimayon sheyasa mitchila, bein mimayon sheloyasa mitchila. Whether he's watering it from a spring that was only now flowing for the first time, even though it's possible that the banks will fall in, the Chachamim still allowed it. Bein mimayon sheloyasa mitchila. And also from a spring that had already been flowing, but you can't water the Beit HaShlachim from rainwater that gathered in a pool, or you can't water it from a well, and this requires excessive tircha. It's a lot of hard work, and the Chachamim do not allow it on Chol HaMoed. You can't make trenches for the vines in order that water would gather into these trenches.